Thank you. This morning at about 7:52, I was informed that the DA's federal executive has ruled that I lost my membership of the party and accordingly the position of mayor, because I said that I intended to resign after clearing my name to a talk show host on the 26th of April this year. And this was now used as a hook to invoke section 35.1.2 of the DA's constitution, which provides that the DA's members automatically cease to be members when publicly declaring their intention to resign from the party. Now, once again, the DA's desperation has led to them taking another shortcut to get rid of me before following due process. And also sticking to the DA's principles of fairness and justice to allow me to stand before an impartial tribunal and respond to all of these untested allegations against me in public. I've always maintained that I am fighting for my right to natural justice and to clear my name, and I will never give up that right. For months, as you all know, various DA members have repeated untested allegations against me to taint my name and my reputation as a corruption fighter in this country, and include the latest smear where two members of parliament shared a fraudulent letter about me purporting to be from the Auditor General. Now, for months, I have been subjected to slander and attack by DA members before being found guilty of anything. As I sit here today, I've not been found guilty of anything. They've tried to break me so many times, but I will never succumb to their bullying. Why was it so hard for the DA to run the disciplinary charges against me in an open process? Before I even suggested at one stage before a retired judge or an advocate, if this is done, the whole process can be concluded in a matter of weeks. Now the party has forced me to return to the courts, which I will do on Friday, the 11th of May, 2018, at 10 o'clock in the morning. And as I speak, my lawyers have sent the court papers, which I have with me, and is one of the reasons why I was delayed this morning, because I had to sign off the court papers. My lawyers will then send it on to the DA lawyers. And I will show on Friday that this so-called automatic cessation clause is unconstitutional, and it's unfairly applied to me. That is the purpose of going to court on Friday. I've always maintained that my only aim in this matter was to clear my name, and that I was not married to any position. My integrity and my name are things that I've worked very hard for more than 40 years in politics, and these are things I value more than anything else, because these are the values that nobody can buy. It's values that you have to protect. Now, despite this mockery of fairness and justice, I must thank the thousands of supporters from all over the country who have sent so many messages of support over the 8 months that I've endured this relentless onslaught by these bullies against me. That's the end of my statement.